Hello. Today we are going to talk about how to ask for money in a scholarship essay. We're going to start with an essay because it's easier than doing it in a presentation when you're talking to someone face-to-face or multiple faces if you are in a group interview with scholarship judges. But my name is Crystal, and I'm a scholarship coach, and I have experience raising over $70,000 from grants and scholarships for my own personal education of 2 college degrees. So that's why I'm uniquely qualified to share my opinion about what has worked for me, as well as me coaching other people and sharing what I've done for them. So if you've watched previous videos, you know that I'm currently in the process of writing a mock scholarship essay as though I was applying, and the question is, you know, why do you want to be in this field? Why do you deserve the money to help you start your new career, or if you're starting your career for the first time? So over the past several interviews, I have built up the presentation up till the closing point, which is the end. And a lot of people seem to get off track, which is why I'm going to go over the 4 steps on what you can do to prevent yourself from randomly talking about a whole bunch of other things and going off topic. So the first thing that you can do is you can talk about, why am I interested in this career? And for me, I usually make this my first paragraph and my essay, and then I follow it up with paragraph number 2. How will society benefit by me adventuring into this career? And then the third thing is the solutions that I offer and what makes me unique to offer. And then I go in and I talk about and demonstrate the lifetime benefit. The lifetime benefit of my career and why people who are investing in me, as far as giving me scholarship money, how they're investing in society ultimately. So what I'm doing is I'm telling a story, and over time it builds. The momentum builds in the story because they want to know why you deserve it out of all the other applicants. And so if you stick to these 4 bullet points, or these 4 main points, even when you're writing and when you're talking, how you present yourself and presenting your portfolio, then it makes sense because people understand, why are you showing supporting evidence? Why do you want to do this? You know, what makes you unique? Out of everybody that wants to be a doctor, an engineer, or, you know, accountant, what makes you different? What's your story? How did you fall into this unique place? And when you talk about your story and what you did, and then use that to draw interest, and then talk about, how are other people going to benefit? What is it that you're going to do that adds value? People want to invest and see that money multiplied. So it's through benefits that it's multiplied. The people who have invested in me, you know, by giving me scholarships, did so because they were hoping that this person that we're giving the money is going to turn out to be a candidate who does a lot of good for society that will benefit everybody else. So it's a way for those dollars to live on. So I'm going to go ahead and show you a rough draft of what I've been writing and some of the processes that I've been going through. Certainly the end is much harder for me than any other part of the essay. So at the top is what I started with when I was writing my closing. You can see that there are 5 bullet points, and I went ahead and put lines through them so I wouldn't get myself confused. And what I did is I took those bullet points and I expanded them to do this. So you can see it's much longer, it's much more clear. As far as the ideas, I took the ideas as far as why do I deserve it and demonstrating the benefits, and I really took the time to think about it. And, you know, these are all the benefits I provide, but there were some key things that I focused on, and some of the key phrases that you can use as well is, you know, I strive to help an increasing number of families afford college. For me, that's my goal. That's how I'm giving back to society. But for you, you can say, I strive to help an increasing number of ... and then instead of families afford college, you can replace that with, what is it, who are you helping? Are you helping children? Are you helping adults? Are you helping the elderly? You know, what problems are you solving? What challenges do you face? And then I also make a declaration down here. I commit to. What is it that you're committing to? And then talk more about, what do you plan to do with your career? How is it going to help people? Why is it going to be beneficial to them? And then the end, the last bullet point, is the most important. It's not always the last sentence that you say. Sometimes it's more about the closing thoughts and what is the last idea that you'll leave off leave them off with. So I'm going to go ahead and read it to you. And it says, any money or support you offer will be very helpful in assisting me to help more families afford college. Please partner with me to help more families. Oh, okay, that's pretty redundant. I'm going to obviously have to do some updating. By contributing to my college education, you will not only be helping me, but many families who will benefit from the skills I learned at college and put in use for the rest of my life. So to me, this right here, this idea that's in yellow, is showing them how they make a one-time investment in myself and then how they're going to continue to receive benefit from that payout to society. So it's a way for the money to live on, or in their case, the legacy. A lot of these people who are donating money do it in the form of a legacy, and it's what they wanted to be reminded for. That's why certain scholarships will be for certain groups of people. You'll have some scholarships that are for engineering students, some scholarships that are for music students. It's usually whatever that donor connects with and what they wanted to be remembered for. If they love music, then they're going to want to donate a lot of, you know, a lot of money available to students who love music. And so when you talk about, you know, creating music and how we still listen to music of previous decades, or how you can turn on the radio and hear music from, you know, the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, or whatever, you know, time period that we're in, and talk about your love of music and how it lasts, then that person can see the benefit of investing with you because they see how the lifetime of that benefit is. So those are some things to keep in mind. Certainly, I'm going to go ahead and continue to revise this. As I said, this was the most challenging part for me, is to work towards the end, because I am thinking about doing this full-time as a career. And so for me, it's me soul-searching. It's a way for me to soul-search about what is my purpose, what am I really doing, who am I really helping, and why. So it's not just something that I'm writing off the top of the head. It's me. And that's why there's so much interest in what I have to say, and people follow me, is because they like that. They're like, well, that sounds different than other people who are doing something similar. And I think that it's harder when you take a hard look at your life and say, why am I really doing this, versus when you just talk about the obvious benefits or whatever comes to the top of your head. Many people can, you know, kind of sift through the BS and figure out, are you just, you know, bluffing or fluffing, versus are you being real and genuine? And so I think for me, because in my head I'm still trying to get some clarity about my personal situation, that's kind of why it's challenging to write the essay. And I can understand if that's where you're coming from as well. But certainly go ahead and write a draft and then revise it and then keep going back and reworking it as need be. That's why it's always good to work on scholarships ahead of time before the deadline, so that you do have that time to work on it. And then certainly take some time, walk away, and then come back and reread it. Because when I was working on it, it didn't sound redundant to me. So in my head, I could have had a thought process, and it could have sounded really, really beautiful. I take a break, and then it's like, wow, I wrote that? That's pretty redundant. That's not like me. So I'm sure you'll make the same mistakes, but certainly we're here to learn together, and I'm here to show you what's worked for me and what I've done, how I handle it. So please be on the lookout for other videos in the future about how I continue to put this essay all together. Obviously, I've broken it up into some parts. It's been a writing process in the making, and I've given a lot of great tips and tricks as far as what you can do and what you can take with it, and certain keywordings that you can take. So I appreciate you taking the time to watch this. Please be on the lookout for my future videos, and also please go back and review past videos if you haven't been able to watch a recent one. Thank you for your time.